Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. That's great.
Let's keep the sporty theme going. It's April, but March Madness still lives on.
Price streaking down court to score, plus one.
Up ahead, Ellington. And just like that, basket counts, heading to the line. North Carolina opens it back up again.
Here comes a Big Ten player of the year, spinning in traffic, leaning up, counted on the foul!
It's been a great tournament so far. The Final Four in men's college basketball is on Saturday in Detroit, Michigan. The Connecticut Huskies face the hometown Michigan State Spartans to kick it off. And following that will be North Carolina taking on the Villanova Wildcats. Now, here to tell us more about what we have to look forward to at the weekend, men's and women's, we have the sports blogger Ibrahim Abdul-Martin. Ibrahim, let's start with the men's games. So a nail-biting tournament so far, lots of upsets. What is it that you're looking forward to most in this Final Four?
Well, good morning. And I think, first of all, UNC is a scoring machine. Yeah. It's going to be a fast-paced game.
Villanova,
yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think the defense is going to be really key. And I think what you're going to actually see is actually a tighter game than what has come up before. In the Connecticut-Michigan State game, it's going to be a classic, gritty, tough, vicious contest between two really big guys. And, of course, the whole backdrop of the car industry and the demise of Detroit is going to be...
Michigan State, that's America's team, okay? UConn, that's the hedge fund manager's team, okay? That's my view. That's my view of the whole thing. It's got to be Michigan State.
See, Ibrahim, John has got this whole set up about what this team represents and what this team represents. So give us a rundown about who's in the Final Four for the guys, first of all.
So basically what you have is you have UConn, which is... UConn was number one for most of the season. They have this big guy, Hashim Thabeet. He's a brute. He's big. He rebounds. He blocks shots. He's the best shot blocker in the country.
Possibly best coach team in the country, too, UConn.
That's definitely arguable as well, because Michigan State has actually Coach Izzo, and some people think that he is the best person to coach this particular team and that they are on a run, particularly with the group of guys that they have right now. So I think Michigan State also, they have the Big Ten Player of the Year. UConn has the Big East Player of the Year. So if you want to talk about conference and regional rivalries, this is the game right here. This is going to be the larger-than-life game. I'm a Big East guy myself, but this is the larger-than-life game.
See, John was setting the table for me this morning. He's like, listen, Femi, cricket lover, this team means this.
She's doing all right. She's always running herself down, but I think
this
she's
team means this. Do it for our listeners.
Yeah,
John.
Well, you know, the Villanova. Let's start. I mean, you're a Big East fan. The Villanova being in there is a good thing for you, right?
Well, it's massive. I think Villanova. You know, everyone starts to talk about 1985, but this is 2009, and I think this team has the most spread out team. They play really tough defense, and there's no big star on the Villanova team. So if you want to talk about the future team of America, that's Villanova.
Interesting.
What about your dream matchup for the final for the guys before we go into onto the women's?
I personally really want to see the UConn North Carolina game. I think that would be an unbelievable matchup. If you're talking about just pure basketball, I think that's the matchup.
You may be right, but Michigan State.
In Detroit, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And on Sunday, women's Final Four.
Yes.
What do we need to look for there?
Well, listen, you have undefeated UConn, the women's team
does not describe UConn's heavily favored status this year.
They haven't won a game by less than 31 points.
that's
UConn. So UConn's Monster. Exciting. Courtney Paris, the daughter of Bubba Paris, three-time Super Bowl champion. Courtney Paris of Oklahoma has guaranteed victory. She's in the Final Four. She's a senior. She's unstoppable. She's a force of nature. Oklahoma, for me, it would be the best matchup. It's Oklahoma versus UConn. That might rival the men's game for larger than life.
I agree with you there. And if she pulls that off against UConn, it would be a total blow. It would be a mushroom cloud there in Detroit. Unbelievable.
So, Ibrahim, you sound pretty good here, but what's your bracket doing so far?
Well, I had the Obama bracket, right? No, then my bracket is actually pretty poor because I falter because I love Syracuse so much, and they won the Big East.
They
almost won the
hearts.
Big East.
Yeah.
But I actually thought that Louisville was going to get it to the final game, and they didn't make it this far. The funny thing is that you have to factor in the Obama factor. Obama worked out with North Carolina, And you wonder, is that going to help them win?
Yeah, UNC is Obama's choice.
Exactly.
But here in the office, our pal Maxie, who picked Michigan State, is like at the top of the list because he like got tons of points.
I don't think anyone I know picked Michigan State. So yeah. I think if someone picked them, then they're definitely going to win the yeah, whatever the poll
definitely
is.
Definitely. It's a great, exciting tournament.
And this is America's tournament. That's the key thing. This is $600 million. CBS is making $1 million per ad. So it's almost bigger than the Super Bowl.
I know you listen every week, Ibrahim, to the show. So what is your takeaway for Final Four for Saturday and Sunday?
The future of college basketball is now, and you can watch it this weekend. The future of basketball, period, is now. You can watch it this weekend. Dynamic players, you have a multicultural game, and you have the upcome of some of the most exciting stars that you'll see in the future.
Ibrahim Abdul-Martinez, sports blogger, thanks for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Now, Mark Garrison is standing by with some news headlines. Mark.
Thank you, Femi. 21 minutes before the hour.